This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Matt Youngman, who is the National Events Manager for Farm Progress. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Well, Matt, I just made it on site. Holy cow, it's huge. I haven't been here in a couple years. It looks like you have a lot of attendees. How many exhibitors do you have this year?
Just over 550 exhibitors at this year's show. So an improvement over 2008, the last time we were here. And more impressive than that, the exhibitors that came back took more space. So the exhibit field is significantly bigger than what folks saw in 2008.
Now, what kind of attendee are you predicting? I've already seen people kind of milling about trying to get in a day early. Mm-hmm. What kind of numbers are you looking at?
Well, you know, assuming good weather, we expect to have well over 100,000 visitors walking the streets over the course of the 3 days. And if it's anything like last year where we had attendees from basically all 50 states, just short of that, and then 56 countries represented as well. Wow. So a big international draw to the Farm Progress Show.
Now, Matt, what are some things that are happening this year that you've never had before at Farm Progress?
Well, a lot of the same things that we've become used to at the Farm Progress Show. John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, all rolling out brand new tractors. AGCO's rolling out brand new combines. Hagee with a new self-propelled sprayer. All these things being seen by the public for the first time. So I think that's what draws the folks from overseas and from all around the country, because these machines are applicable globally, not just here in Boone County, Iowa, but all over the world. That's why it is billed as where the newest equipment is unveiled to the public.
Now, I'm sure there's some things that every year that people come just because they want to see or experience. What are some of those things?
Well, the field demonstrations are the top of that list. They like the opportunity to watch the machinery run side by side. We've had a great growing season, so the corn is ready to go out in the field demonstrations. The tune-up corn was coming off at about 17%, which is just fantastic. A lot of planning, a lot of time went into it, a lot of help from Mother Nature to bring that crop along. In addition to that, you know, the entire exhibit field is a feature in itself. 12 streets and full from one end to the other with exhibits and new equipment, some antiques here and there, some livestock things, plenty to do for everyone.
So, you know, we had a lot of rain here in this area the last couple weeks. Have you been affected by that?
Not really. That occurred about 3 weeks ago. We were just getting really hard into setup at that point, and it slowed things down for a day or two, but we were right back up and running within 24 hours after that.
Okay, so Matt, what time do you open tomorrow?
8 o'clock. We run 8 to 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday and 8 to 4 on Thursday.
All right. Any last plug for something that they really have to see?
Be sure to check out the website before you come. You can have a chance to create your own itinerary for the day, buy your tickets at a discount online, print them out on your home computer. Plenty to see and do there as you prep for your day at the Farm Progress Show.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.